It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got $808. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. It's a two-parter. Who and what is it? So you got to pick a member of the show and tell us what it is. Let's go to Carrie. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Great. All right. What's your guess? Who and what is it?
My guess is that Laura had to have her gallbladder removed.
Oh, Laura, do you have a gallbladder?
I do. That sounds painful. Yeah.
Sorry, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great day. My son had an emergency appendectomy a few years ago, had to have his appendix out.
That's so scary to me.
Yeah. Like, to not live with an organ, even though they say you can have your gallbladder out, you can have your appendix out, but still, like, you're taking an organ that's in your body out. Like, isn't there... It's got to be a use for it. I don't know. But Laura, she does have her gallbladder, so that's not correct. We're going to continue to take your guesses. 888-333-B101. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. We've got $808. Who and what is it? Let's go to Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hi, good morning.
All right, what's your guess? Who and what is it?
Okay, I think Kathy was in a spelling bee. I know it wasn't Brett. Sorry, Brett. I love you.
It's okay, you're right.
I'm glad she thinks I'm the smart one, Laura. We're giving Laura a break from the Honor Society.
I'll remember this, Terry.
Terry, you know what? I think in elementary school, I remember the spelling bees, and I think that I got second place. I don't think I ever actually won.
Oh.
But good guess. Okay. Thank you for trying, Terry.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
All right. Bye. Have a great day. Let's go to our next caller. We have Jackie on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jackie, one member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I think it's Kathy, and you were invited to be a guest speaker at college graduation.
Yes, I was invited to be the commencement speaker at my alma mater, Westchester University. That was years ago. I believe it was 2013. I think that was the year. One of the greatest experiences that I ever had. It was really cool to do that. Has anybody else done this?
No.
No, but you're too young, I think, at this point. And I think Bobby, because somebody else guessed this, not for this question. It was a different question. And I don't know if he was a commencement speaker, but I think he was invited back maybe to his high school to speak.
Too.
Yeah. So sorry, not the correct answer, Jackie.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
All right. Keep trying. We have our last call for this round. We're going to go to Debbie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Debbie, who and what is it?
Kathy, I think it was you, and you got sprayed with Silly String by Gritty at a Flyers game.
You know what? I really wish that Gritty sprayed me with Silly String at a Flyers game. No, that never happened to me, but really good guess. Thank you for trying, Debbie.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, have a great day. That Silly String, man, though, like I used to get it for my son for his birthday parties. He's a summer baby, so we always have parties outside, and I would get the Silly String for the kids when they were younger. Then I would have to create a contest for the kids. I'd go, okay, whoever picks up the most Silly String and rolls it into the biggest ball wins a prize. And I would give the kid that brought me the most Silly String $5 because I was not cleaning this all up. It was like all over my yard.
So smart.
Yeah. So I do. Maybe one day Gritty will spray me with Silly String. We're going to do the impossible question again at 9:10. We did not get a correct answer, so we're still at $808. We'll do it at 9:10. We've got $808. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? We're going to go to Gina. Good morning, Gina.
Hi, good morning, guys. So I think it's Kathy, and that she got to, she went on vacation and her suitcases never came.
Gina, that is like a nightmare for me. I pack so carefully, like everything I need, no matter where I'm going, if I'm leaving the country or not. I could be going to Florida and I pack everything I need as if there are no stores in Florida. So that would be a complete nightmare for me.
I hear you.
I've never actually gotten to a destination without my suitcases. I've come home and not had suitcases, but I've been fortunate enough to have my suitcases when I've gone on vacation. But that's a really good guess, Gina. Thank you for trying.
Thanks. Love listening to you guys. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day. Keep those guesses coming. 888-333-B101. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? That is the impossible question. And we have $808 in the jackpot. Let's go to Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, everyone.
All right, what's your guess? Who and what is it?
I'm going to go Bobby was stranded because he ran out of gas.
So we actually, not that long ago, had a gas conversation because I had to stop on the way into work, which was very early in the morning before 5 a.m. And he was stressing out that I had to stop on the way to work to get gas. He fills his tank up when it's still half full. So I don't think Bobby has ever run out of gas in his entire life. Crystal, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No worries.
All right. Keep trying.
All right. Thanks.
I don't know what Brett would do, but I feel like Brett or myself is the closest to letting that happen.
I almost ran out of gas on my way home, like back to Philly the other day.
Yeah. I'm always pushing it.
Yeah.
I'll push it sometimes. Okay. But yeah, Bobby, never. No way. Let's go to Denise. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
All right. What's your guess? Who and what is it?
That Lara met the love of her life online.
Aww.
Did you meet Jay or somebody else online? Jay just doesn't know that he's not the love of your life.
We didn't say husband. She
no,
said love of your life.
That's true. That's true. No, I met Jay, the love of my life, at a Christmas party that happened to be where my ex-boyfriend was living at the time.
Oh,
yeah, pretty crazy. And I didn't want to go, and I'm so glad that I did.
Aww.
Good for you.
So sorry she did not meet him or another man online.
Okay. Have a great day. Love you. Love your show.
Oh, thank you. Keep trying. Let's go to our last call of the morning. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
All right. Who and what is it, Cindy?
I'm going to say Bobby, and he got a citation for jaywalking.
Cindy, you listen to the show a lot, right?
I do.
Do you really think Bobby would do something like that?
I think if he was with his boring friend, Kevin could have talked him into it.
Cindy, sorry, not the correct answer that we're looking for this morning.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
That means tomorrow morning, $909. Brett.
It's getting up there.
It's getting up there, girls. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, 7:10 and 9:10. And before we go for the day, here is your clip of the day. Seriously, we need to have like a B101 moms of 14-year-old boys support group.
Yeah.